He walked to his Jeep. The rippling click of key sliding into ignition was crisp in the silence. And for a moment he paused and stared off broodingly. In the distance, shimmering in heat haze that made it look afloat like an island in the sky, loomed the flat-topped, towering mound city of Erbil, its fractured rooftops poised in the clouds like a rubbled, mud-stained benediction. The leaves clutched tighter at the flesh of his back. Something was waiting.
Alama Akhawaja,
rotted teeth. The Kurd was grinning, waving farewell. The man in khaki groped for warmth in the pit of his being and came up with a wave and a mustard smile. It dimmed as he looked away. He started the engine, turned in a narrow, eccentric U, and headed toward Mosul. The Kurd stood watching, puzzled by a heart-dropping sense of loss as the Jeep gathered speed. What was it that was gone? What was it he had felt in the stranger's presence? Something like safety, he remembered. A sense of protection and deep well-being. Now it dwindled in the distance with the fast-moving Jeep. He felt strangely alone. By 6:10, the painstaking inventory was finished.